This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 989-866-3504, regarding Michael Hadley, Hadley, date of birth 3/29/1952. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Hadley with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was August 27th of this year when he had a post-hospital follow-up visit. He had a redo of his aortic valve, and then he developed acute on chronic renal failure and required inpatient hemodialysis for 4 days. He was improved enough to have the catheter removed, and he was stable enough to have monthly lab studies done following hospitalization. Currently, he's got chronic edema. It's 3, and recently his cardiologist just gave him a double dose of the diuretic, but that has been back down to the routine regular dose, and the edema is still controlled. And he is, it's torsemide. Normally he takes 20 milligram once a day. So it was doubled for 3 days and then reduced to 20 milligram a day. And that seemed to help the edema. He does try to limit his fluid intake to 56 ounces in 24 hours. And he also follows a strict low salt diet. He denies syncopal episodes or dizziness. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. The edema is stable and slightly better, according to the patient and his wife. He does ambulate with a cane and is stable, and his wife is present for this appointment. His weight is 4 pounds up from August 27th of this year when he had the post-hospital follow-up visit, but stable because that was the post-hospital weight that was desirable for him to stay at, right around 240 to 245. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He is on the Butrans patch. It's 20 microgram once a week. He does have palliative care for his chronic back pain. They have started him on gabapentin 300 milligram at bedtime, and they reduced the Dilaudid 2 milligram tablet to 1 tablet at bedtime. And they want to get him off the Dilaudid and just use the gabapentin and probably the Butrans patch. He's also on Cymbalta 30 milligram daily. And Lantus insulin, 45 milligrams daily at night at bedtime. Regular insulin, 1 to 5 units, 3 times a day with meals as needed. Metoprolol is 25 milligram. He takes 1/2 tablet daily. He's got Zyprexa, 5 milligram daily. Trileptal is 300 milligram at bedtime. Requip, 2 milligram, 3 times a day. Fomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Xanaflex, 4 milligram, 3 times a day. The Demodex, 20 milligram daily. Trulicity is 0.75 milligram once a week. Trelegy, Ellipta inhalers once a day. No oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Labs, or actually physical exam. Weight is 246 pounds. Pulse is 71. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 78. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. No effusion, rails, or wheezes. No rub. Heart is regular without rub, murmur, or murmur. Abdomen is obese without ascites. Extremities, he's got 3 to 4 plus edema from feet to just above his knees bilaterally without signs of cellulitis. in labs. The most recent lab studies were done 11/22 of 24. Creatinine is 2.35. Estimated GFR is 29. Calcium is 9.6. Sodium 141. Potassium 4.6. Carbon dioxide is 30. His hemoglobin is 11.0. White count normal, and platelets are also normal. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable and improving creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 1 to 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure with symptoms of right-sided heart failure with the edema in the lower extremities to just above his knees currently. We agree with the current daily dose of Demodex and then intermittent increases as needed to manage excessive weight fluid accumulation. 2 or 3 days of that generally is helpful and appropriate. And 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.